No, it's wild cards. It's an international wild card. We did one in the last international break and it went really well. So we thought we'd have another go. And I've got five, say, new faces. A couple of them have been on podcasts before and a few of them I've had beers with before as well. But so to introduce you, I am John Gibbons. I've not said that already. And I've got Neil from the Mumbai Reds, Sai Mooney over from Dublin, Jordan Keeble from LA, Chris from the Abu Dhabi Reds, and Kim from the Dutch Reds. Everyone, welcome and thank you for joining me on this Wednesday night. I can't remember what days are anymore, but it's lovely to see you all.
Evening.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's morning here.
Morning in LA. Morning in LA. You probably still, I don't know, no matter what time it was, it'll be warmer than it is here, I'm sure. But
I don't know.
We're all gonna try our best.
Almost midnight and 30 degrees in Mumbai, so it's nice and warm.
I just can't get my head around that. I don't think
No.
at any time in England has it been 30 degrees ever, never mind. So there you are, certainly not in Liverpool. But thank you for joining me. And we're going to have some fun tonight. And we're going to talk about the topics that you guys have picked at home. As ever, it's split into five sections. So we've got LFC presents, past, general footy, sports, and random. And we'll start with LFC presents. As is the case with wildcards this season, everyone gets to play a wildcard if they don't like the topic. And there might be a little bit of that on the first one because two of the options were centre half ones. And one of them was Melwood, which ended up winning, which people are welcome to talk about. And I'd love a chat about Melwood. But obviously, since we put these topics up, Joe Gomez has got a serious injury. So that might mean the centre halves are on the mind, but we shall see. We shall see. But as I say, we start with LFC presence. Melwood got 54%, Nat Phillips 20%, and Joel Matip 26%. So we'll start with you, Si. Do you want to talk about Melwood?
Yeah, we'll go with Melwood, John. Yeah. Just disappointing after 70 years of history and all the memories that was built up all through the years that was happening there before. But all beginnings, new beginnings, moving on to Kirby. Well, clubs have to move on eventually at some stage. Unfortunately, it's a good idea that a club has put his own stamp on it and it's going to bring us into bringing the academy and all the youth teams all together as well, so everyone's under the one roof. And then obviously it's just bringing modernising everything that we have with the state-of-the-art equipment and for physical stuff and stuff like that, and also with the pitches and that. So I think it is a bold move. It's good. Just hopefully we hit the ground running by moving in straight away, but boy, already it looks like the new physio room is packing out already after what we heard today.